A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. BYU basketball getting ready to take on the Southern Utah Thunderbirds here in Provo. And joining me now is BYU assistant coach and former Southern Utah head coach Nick Robinson. And coach, you know, first off, how has it been here, being here at BYU your first year on Mark Pope's staff?
It's been fantastic. I really enjoyed the last 6.5 months here at BYU. Got a great staff, got great players, and really enjoying the process that we've gone through the past 6.5 months.
In that path here to BYU, you did have a 4-year stop at Southern Utah. What valuable or lessons did you learn being there in Cedar City as the head coach of the T-Birds?
Yeah, what a wonderful experience to be in Cedar City and part of the Southern Utah program. Learned a lot there as a head coach, the primary decision maker, the opportunity to build young men, to build teams for 4 years there was a great experience. So really learned a lot and been able to take that into my two assistant coaching spots since then.
Yeah, and you were at Seattle last year. I think you got had a chance to face Southern Utah a season ago. Do you still have any connections down there to Cedar City at all?
Oh, a lot of connections down in Cedar City. A lot of great people that we became really good friends with as a family. And, yeah, we'll see a few of those connections tomorrow night.
So how do you feel like this BYU team, you know, your first year here at BYU, how do you feel things have gone thus far and through two games for this team?
I think through two games with the guys that we have out on the floor has gone actually pretty well. Guys are competing at a really high level, working out a few different types of lineups. But obviously we want to be able to continue to improve regardless of who's out there on the floor.
What was it like at Southern Utah being a head coach? How did you maybe get that head coach? Because relatively young, I mean, less than, I think, 10 years removed from your playing days at Stanford, getting that head coach, what did you do to get that job, maybe the previous stops before then, and then just your overall experience at Southern Utah?
Yeah, so I was an assistant coach at Louisiana State and got hired by the athletic director at the time, Ken Beezer. It was a really good fit. So I pursued it very aggressively, and I was fortunate to come away with the opportunity to be a relatively young head coach at Southern Utah, and made the most of the experience and had some great experiences with the teams and the guys and with the administration there, and continue to learn and grow.
Did you know Mark Pope at all before coming here?
Yes. Yeah, so Mark and I, we met in the SEC when I was at LSU. He was at Georgia. So we've known each other for a decade now. And it's been great to be able to get to know him and Leanne and their family over the years. And it's great to be able to work for him.
What was maybe the one thing that you've learned about Coach since working with him that maybe you weren't expecting? Maybe something that you could peel back the curtain for us?
He is relentless.
So that's true. The 24/7, that's legit.
It is absolutely true. So, it's fantastic. You know, really enjoying the experience and the opportunity to learn and grow. And, the way his mind works is incredible.
Feels like this team is kind of building up to playing their best basketball, getting better every single day, it seems like Coach Pope has said, and getting to be the best you can be at season's end when championship basketball. Because I think you guys realize that there's some disadvantage right now with not having Yoeli Childs went out, but still trying to improve. Where do you feel like the team has improved since maybe the end of September when training camp started to now heading into Game 3?
Yeah, well, our process of improvement really began when we got here. I mean, Coach Pope's approach to being relentless, right, on the court and film, right, and everything that we do has really, led each guy, right, as well as the team to improve every single day. So we got a lot of improvement out of the guys from Italy, right? The foreign tour and the practices we had then, and then when we got into training camp, we've continued to see strides from each of the guys.
What's been your thoughts of living here in Utah? How have you enjoyed it with you and your family so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's my second time in Utah County. Was here for a couple of months before, but you know, it's great. Got great people. You know, a great opportunity to be able to do a lot of different things, and it's a beautiful place.
Was there any little bit of a kind of getting to know you phase for with you and some of the coaches? Because I know that the rest of the staff was pretty much all at Utah Valley together the last few years. Was there any kind of transition period, or did you know also Feger and Burgess as well in previous stops?
Yeah, Coach Feger and I, we've known each other for 15-plus years. So we were at Utah camps back in the day, and Coach Burgess and I, we've been able to connect over the past 5 or 6 years. So, you know, so there's been some familiarity and, you know, working, whether it's with scheduling or recruiting and being able to, you know, be in contact in that way. So it wasn't completely blind coming in.
Last couple things here for you. Talking with Coach Robinson here on KSL News Radio. BYU going to take on the T-Birds at 7 o'clock. Network coverage begins at 6 on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. What maybe challenges do you think Southern Utah will pose for this BYU team coming up on Wednesday night?
Yeah, Coach Simon, he's got a team that's, you know, transfer laden, right, along with some young guys that are really athletic, right? They play hard. They got a lot of confidence right now. I mean, they're coming off of a big win versus Nebraska, and it's, I think, the first time in maybe 10 years that Southern Utah and BYU are playing against each other. So, you know, they're excited about the opportunity, as we are.
Well, Coach, good luck on Wednesday night, and good luck the rest of the season as well. We'll talk to you down the road.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.